I forgot my shades. They look pretty funny. Okay, everybody, flag salute. Here's the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Welcome to the closed session meeting, Thursday, June 15th. I'd like to read from the agenda. These are the items that we're going to be discussing tonight. First, under item A, pending litigation, there's 15 cases pursuant to Government Code 54956.9B. And they're listed on your agenda, all 15 cases. The next category is anticipated litigation under Government Code 54956.9B. And meeting in closed session two, pursuant to those government codes, to confer with legal counsel with regard to one matter of significant exposure to potential litigation, facts and circumstances which are unknown to potential plaintiff at this time. The third item, real estate. The board of directors will meet in closed session to confer with Dan Blesky, its property negotiator, pursuant to provisions of Government Code 54956.8, to give him instruction with regard to personnel, and the board will meet in closed session under Government Code 54957 with regards to public employment, regarding the general manager, special district counsel, WRE, and associates, performance evaluations for all three. So, that's the agenda. Come on up. Who wants to speak first? We're going to share the mic. So, whoever would like to come speak? You have 3 minutes. Do we have a timer? Oh, that's great. Come on up.
Phil Cooper, Los Osos. I have some concerns that there's not been enough public comment on issues that have come up lately. There's a meeting on Monday of the county board of supervisors. I'm concerned that there's not enough comment interaction, that we don't know what our position is strongly enough, haven't been able to share our position. I'll remind us about the LOCSD mission statement, which includes the board shall encourage community participation in its decision making. I'm not clear that it's out there as fully as I'd like it to be. An example being that there is no special meeting, there is no public comment, there isn't set up a way of sharing. Some of my concerns, excuse me, being out of breath, about the meeting that's coming up on Monday. In the letter from Gail Wilcox to in her board of supervisors, the information that Gail gives to the board of supervisors, giving her opinion about where the board of supervisors should go on Monday at 2:00 at the chambers. She says, among other things, she wants us to stop doing all project. The project report, she wants us to stop that. She says it'll duplicate services that they might do once they take it over. I'm concerned about that. She wants us, quote, she wants to agree that the LCSD will immediately suspend further actions on this project, and I object to that strongly. I think don't want to give up control. And speaking of that, on that same page, Gail Wilcox advises the board, quote, in bold letters, it is critical to emphasize that if and when the county assumes responsibility for this project, we must have sole and final authority. Sole and final authority. I don't want to give away the farm. I think our guys, I've always thought and continue to think our guys are the ones who care most, who are most capable, who have most vested interest, and who should be the lead agency of everything that's going on. It goes on the next page of Gail Wilcox's comments to their board saying, that whatever comes out must, quote, reflect the LOCSD's compromise agreement with the state on the fall of 2005, which is the Blakeslee agreement from October, October 31st, 2005. We were willing to give away the farm because at that point that was the best deal we had. A lot of us objected, but we accepted it as a real politic compromise. That's a given in their mind that we're going to go to a place that we really don't want to go to even to start with. And it says after fall and the Blakeslee fiasco. The concessions that the district did agree to during discussions with the staff of the State Water Board must be a prerequisite to county assistance, specifically resuming the construction of the conventional gravity collection system and so on. I don't buy any of this. I think we need more discussion, more input. We need to give our board more guidance. I support the board, but I want us to have an open democratic process, and I don't think we have enough of that at this point. Thank you.
Lindy Owen, Prohibition Zone. I would like to just tag on to the concerns from Bo. The situation is such that we are in the middle of doing what this community voted to do, which was to do a project update and revise and find the best technology at the best price to build a sewer treatment and water preservation project for us. What the county is putting forward in such a short, brief time is totally unacceptable, and I think even Assemblyman Blakeslee asked for a two-week step down so that we could all cool down and evaluate our issues and be prepared to have a decent conversation. So this community needs to understand that we're about to get the old project with probably a $20 million increase in cost, and we're not ready for this. The county is not giving us the options, and we voted in this CSD to do a better project, and we're on the path. Interrupting it with this kind of behavior from the county is absurd. And I wanted to speak to the issue of the performance evaluation on the general manager. One of my biggest concerns is that we have not been able to get to a point of hiring a general manager, and I think it's past time that we begin those negotiations. Of course, with all the trouble and the fact that we may be dissolved, we will probably have to wait until after that dissolution, but I urge that we move forward to get a full-time general manager with the help of Mr. Blesky, who has been a good interim, but it's time to get serious and, you know, get a new staff assigned. So, and as far as selling the Tri-W properties, I think that's excellent, and we need to do that as soon as we can. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Joey Ricano with the Ocean Outfall Group. I'm a resident of Los Osos. And once again, I'd like to reiterate my support for the Los Osos CSD and the great job they've been doing under incredible pressure from all sides. I urge the community to continue to support them. I would like to bring a couple of points forward. The first one is with Tri-W site. I think that the community is calling for a beneficial use of the area. Preferably, I could see an amphitheater being there for a cultural resource. As far as the Measure B being attacked, I'm still a proponent of believing that California has an intact initiative system whereby we can choose our own destiny. And I think that the judge was wrong, and I think in the long term that that'll be found out. It's important we stand up for our rights. California is a leader, and let's continue to be.
Support the CSD, and I would like to especially ask all of those that can possibly bend your schedule that you attend a meeting. It's a special meeting in front of the Board of Supervisors on Monday afternoon, this coming Monday afternoon, June the 19th at 2 p.m. It's going to be very important. It could be considered a watershed moment where we will be able to express our feelings on how we want these negotiations to go and how we don't want them to go. So I would encourage everyone, you know, if you need a ride, call somebody. Call the CSD office. We'll manage to get you a ride into the community. It's at the County Government Center at Monterey and Santa Rosa Street, the new government center, in front of the Board of Supervisors at 2 o'clock Monday afternoon, this coming Monday afternoon, June the 19th. We need every living body in Los Osos that can possibly make it. We need you to be there and express your feelings about how this system is going to work out. Thank you.
We need to take a quick break so the lovely ladies can get their cars out of the parking lot. Could everyone just scoot up so they could get out and move the garbage, the barriers? Are we on? Dear members of the audience, I just want to make a brief comment about public comment tonight. The comments so far have been really good. They've been broad in general. And if anyone's concerned that this is not regarding the agenda tonight, I would disagree and say that everything on this agenda is affected by what you say. And I just wanted to put that into the record. So I am allowing some breadth in comment tonight because everything that you say is affected by what you're saying tonight. Okay, who would like to speak next?
Good afternoon, Gail McPherson. I have a few things on the agenda too. I was going to mention, and I think Joy did a good job saying that every person that has anything that they're doing in the way of litigation against this community and the community services districts needs to take that hint and stand down. It will affect every bit of administration, is the way I understand it. And so based on that, we won't be giving up, and we should not be giving up sole control. What we need and what they need on Monday is the first level, I believe, and that is protect themselves and their funds and the county people against those taxpayers, against getting into paying for our project. No matter what, each one of us in Los Osos somehow, some way is going to end up paying for this project, and even outside the prohibition zone. And so my belief is that what the county needs to hear is that they need to do the things necessary to allow legislation to go forward and protect themselves, but separate the process from the project. And the project is ours, and the project should be ours. And in that, they're protected, and we are delivered what we are voting for, what we are asking for. And I think that's the main message for Monday, is that the Board of Supervisors is saying, what do they need in order to come to the table? And what we're saying is, we need to come to the table, but the menu hasn't been written. They need to be protected so they can get there. But it's going to be really important, and I agree with the public process, it's going to be really important that we have a public process as we work this through. Those 2 weeks that were asked for by Assemblyman Blakeslee, it hasn't been but a week. So I think we really do need to give him some time to work what he needs to do in Sacramento. Thank you very much.
Hi, Lacey Cooper, Los Osos. I just want to emphasize what a few of the speakers have said. It's very important that people show up 2 p.m. on Monday at the Board of Supervisors meeting. They'll be discussing actually whether to enter into the legislative process that Blakeslee is talking about. And they will be giving direction to their staff about doing that. So it is important to come and give your opinion about, especially the people I think who support our LOCSD, that we want to guide the process of the wastewater treatment facility. Also, yesterday I read in the local newspaper that I guess they were quoting Bob Kreiser saying they were still wanted the Tri-W site to go forward, and they wanted the county to be the sovereign agency, and that's all they would accept. And I really wish they would crunch some numbers and see that the Tri-W site is the most expensive treatment facility that you could possibly have. And I won't go into the numbers now, but it's very clear. And also in the county report, they're talking about going to the gravity system and also bringing back contractors who were, on average, 46% overbid. So it really is important to be there. They will be making decisions in terms of the direction they want to take. So, unfortunately,
disparaged or, you know, concerned about dissolution as not being the answer for Los Osos because we'd be losing local control. The fact that they're advocating going back to the compromise agreement with the SRF loan, which would have been a gravity collection system with Barnard Construction overbidding it tremendously, and to think that they're going to bring them back in here, it's ludicrous. I am totally opposed to gravity, but if that's what's going to have to be as a compromise, you rebid the project and you move the sewer out of town, and I think there's an opportunity for that as well as technology. And I want the board to understand that there was a democratic process and that it took several years to change the board, to change the project, and recognize that the people that lost has done nothing to help Los Osos. But I ask you as a board to recognize the work that it took to get you guys in office and to have the courage to take care of the future of Los Osos as well as the issues regarding management in this district. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm Bruce Payne, resident of Los Osos, and I'm against everything. I worked very hard to get this CSD in office. I wasted my breath for about 4 years on the old CSD board. I've been fighting to have us the right to vote, which is what these people ran on. And I know they don't want to hear this. They want to hear what a good job they're doing. The agenda today says LADA versus CSD about a 218 and waste vote. They've dropped the state out of it, although they're still in partnership with the state fighting this village for our right to a 218 vote. Now, if we would have got that lawsuit into court and proven that it's our constitutional right, the same as our Prop 13 that was voted on by these people, by the people of the state of California, to have a right to vote anytime you're going to encumber our property. And now we have a board that's reapplied for $134.6 million loan, the same price as the old loan. Still no 218 vote. They're fighting us on that. Now, if this goes back to the county and the county wants to build it on Tri-W and we got this loan in place now for $134 million, and no 218 vote. You think the county's going to let us have a 218 vote, or are we going to have to, what? Who do we fight? And by the way, we're out of money on fighting the 218 vote, and nobody's offered me so much as a dollar, even though they thank me for working and trying to protect them. I would like to see some money coming into the lawsuit against our CSD for a 218 vote. We may end up fighting the county for a 218 vote. I think we should straighten this out now.
Okay, I am a property owner, not a resident.
Do you care to mention your name?
Oh, yeah, Jan Asp, and we have been waiting and waiting and waiting to build one simple little house. but everybody here keeps wanting to turn this sewer thing around. And you take it, and it makes, it's like it's a do-or-die thing. You know, I've got to have my independence. It's so simple. Bell the Simply thing. It's, you know, it's like taxes. They're not fair. They just happen. So, you know, whatever happens here, we just keep delaying it and delaying it and delaying it. It gets more expensive. Nobody is winning here. Absolutely nobody. Just need to go ahead and get the thing built somehow.
Joe Sparks, Los Osos. Again, I would like to again to emphasize that I think it would be important that you drop the appeals to Measure B and that you also consider your legal counsel and terminating your legal counsel. You've spent, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of dollars on your legal counsel. I question the advice that you've been getting. And again, the trust that you're going to get from property owners is a significant segment of the community based on their involvement with Measure B, it just will not be there. And as long as we don't have trust in their council, then your trust in you is not going to be there as well. And I'm hoping we can get beyond that, and I think it's an important step.
Would everybody get in line so we can don't have a wait if you want to talk? My name is Al Barrow, and I just want to show you this is one story. Blakeslee proposes a solution. It's been all over the Tribune. And I feel like there's a little disingenuousness in this. This county proposal is a staff report by Seebach, and he's recommending that it's too much risk to take on the wastewater project without his stipulated plan here, which says he's going to build the plan that the citizens turned down in a recall vote last fall. I believe in the democratic process. I don't believe in co-opting it. The only reason the district has council is to defend themselves because they're being attacked by Joe Sparks' friends, okay? Taxpayers watch. And those people. So I think Joe Sparks is a little disingenuous when he says the district is causing the cost. That just is not true. It's a lie. It's a myth. The notion that Sam Blakeslee has negotiated anything of the embedded costs that we have, along with what it would cost to build that project that they're suggesting. And the actuary table said it cost between $300 and $350 per residence for development unit equivalent if they went forward with that project. This is not a sustainable project. This is not an affordable project. The revenue stream was based on a lot of actual not truths, so the revenue stream is not there. We don't have a vote. We haven't had an affordability study. The district is in the process of updating the project, addressing all the concerns that they were elected by, and this process should be going forward. And it is going forward. But it seems to be the spin that the district is not able to handle this. Some people say the district is out of money. Well, the district has a lot of equity in land. They have 32 pieces of property. And bankers have approached the district with a willingness to lend to the district so they can get through the design project, and I ask you all to continue supporting this district to reject the county plan and have a great summer.
Hi, Alon Perlman, Prohibition Zone. They say step up. I don't know if I'm pitching or batting. And as far as criticizing the board, I'm one of the critics of the board. In terms of balance and who's here today and who isn't here today, a lot of people who don't like this board aren't here today, but there's a full complement of critics of the board, because there are a lot of people who criticize the old board and are positively criticizing this board, and I believe myself to be one of the critics of the board who is also a supporter of this board. I am particularly supportive of the people on the board right now, and I am concerned about the county. The county is a juggernaut, and it's not a juggernaut that's actually started rolling yet. It is pretty much, at this point, covered with fluff. We went through a very similar procedure earlier where we were offered, here are your options. Option A, try W. It looks like we're pretty much, after all this time, the county has actually not moved forward in any sense from other positions that governmental agencies have started with. There's no forward progress. There's just not anything relevant, because the most relevant question before you put a sewer anywhere is the affordability study, and that hasn't even been started. So at this point, we have the Tri-W option, or the three sixes option, as I'm thinking of it right now, and it's somewhat viable, because anything with three sixes on its head has a lot of support. But the Ripley report is in its infancy at this point. I will be criticizing it in a positive way as it comes to the Joint Wastewater and Environmental Committee's meeting on Tuesday. Things will happen with the county on Monday, but I have a feeling that much of what will happen in the county depends very much on the behind the scenes, on your ability to work with the county to move them off of statement. What we have here is a failure to imaginate. Thank you.
In my mouth. Sorry. Okay. Thank you. I just wanted to mention one comment on the Monday meeting. That's an adjourned meeting. We will be taking no action. This board will take no action on Monday. We will be in attendance. We will take no action. I want to emphasize that. And I just want to remind everybody that we've passed three resolutions and we've prepared one letter to LAFCO, which state our position as a board, which were voted on positions. That is all we have done so far. And Mr. Blakesley has asked us to stand down. We're waiting on that process to see what comes of that. So I just wanted to reemphasize that. We'll be coming out of closed session very late tonight, so we'll be reporting out of this closed session on Thursday, June 22nd, when we have our budget hearings on that night. And the meeting will be at the Sunnyside School. Okay. So thanks very much for coming. I appreciate your input. And we'll see you on Monday and on Thursday. Thanks again. Good night.